Haven't you been around long enough to know that God is doing something? That we have an assignment to do? We can't afford to get our minds and our thoughts contaminated with ungodly stuff when we are reading this and he's instructed us to win souls and make disciples. He's instructed us to lay hands on the sick and cast out devils. If you ain't got nowhere to house him, nowhere to teach him, nowhere, how are you going to do it? God want to have a place where they can come and be secured. What I mean by that, they can be taught. They can be trained, they can be encouraged, they can be sent out. But if you outdoors, how I'm going to house you? I don't have no house and you don't have no house. What are we going to do? We all going to lay outside in the... But if we got a place, facilities, that's quality and qualified and trained and we anointed, and we have been empowered, and we know Jesus because we've been with him, and we act like him, and we talk like him, and live like him, then we do things just like him, then people's lives can get changed. Amen. Just like he changed them. Yes. Because we are the body of Christ. Amen. Anybody in the house today? Amen. Jesus did not travel around boat broke. His treasure kept the money, but it was a thief, and Jesus could put so much money in the treasure till the rest of the fellow didn't know he was stealing. Amen. So, let me tell you, this is why you can't listen to everything come along. Amen. You got to know what God said to you. Amen. You got to know, this ain't, see people will get outside will get you out there and say, yes, yeah, the old Jimmy Jones thing. I know they said it. Yeah, I know they said it. And you've been sitting up here listening to the word, you don't have more sense than that. You don't have more sense than you need to speak up and say, no, it ain't just a God thing. It ain't about Jimmy Jones. That's that carnal thinking. It's not a Jimmy Jones thing. It's a God thing. Amen. He just called me to be the leader of it. But you just as much a part of it as I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this story. True story. Happened just the other day. This is what some people say. There was a man came up. I think it was Friday, making a delivery. And James and I was out there working, cleaning up some stuff, getting ready for a work day. I was supposed to be saying something about that, but I forgot it. But anyway, I get the guys and everybody that's going to help me work said I talk to you. I call you before I leave. But anyway, James and I was out to clean up. We were getting ready because I had to go to Tupelo. And I saw this big truck out there. And this guy came out and I was doing something. I said, I'll be there in a minute. He said, I didn't know where to knock on the door and step back. I didn't know where I would be a deer or what. I didn't know what to expect. He said, do you own this? Are y'all? He said, do y'all own this? I said, yeah, we the owners. He said, I was expecting to see some other kind of faces. Now, I'll show you what God brought us from. Down the road about 4 or 5 miles where I was raised, when I was Jorin age and on up, because Jorin is 5, I milked my first cow when I was 5 years old. Jorin don't even know what a cow is, huh? I milked my first cow when I can remember today I can remember that. And I had no idea what God was doing. I had no idea. If I saw it back then, I never would have made it here because I passed out and fell out and did everything. But what I'm trying to tell you, we hadn't seen anything yet. Zerubbabel believed the man of God.
Yes, Lord.
When the man of God told him not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Huh? And when this is over with, when this is done, y'all are gonna be shouting, Grace, you ain't gonna be calling my name. I ain't gonna let you do it. Y'all gonna be shouting, Grace. Grace, that's what did it. We did it by the grace of God. We did it by the power of God. We did it by the Spirit of the living God. And when this ground is filled with people, you can't hardly walk on it for people. You're going to look and say, my. It is the grace of God. I'm so glad that we yield and obey. I'm so glad that we didn't fold up and run away. I'm so glad we stood the test. Because I know sometimes it get tough. I know sometimes it get tough to get up on Sunday morning to be faithful. I know sometimes the enemy whisper in your ear. But I'm telling you, if you don't stop, you're going to see more than your eyes can believe. Hallelujah. You're talking about, I don't have nothing to do. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be so busy. Just, oh, Lord, I didn't know it was going to be this much. Because you're going to be praying, laying hands on the sick, teaching, and casting out devils and all kind of stuff going on. Working, building stuff, and doing stuff, training, taking people here, doing this. You're going to be, come on. But we're not going to sit over with the bunch and complain. And we're not going to sit over and look over there and see what color they are before we act. We're going to be listening here. Are y'all hearing me? We are going to be listening here. And we're going to be so busy doing what the Spirit said, we won't even notice what color the skin is. And it's been prophesied, but it's time for us to get in a receiving mode. It been prophesied, but God didn't want some man to come by and do this and take the credit for it. Because you talk about starting from zero, nothing. That's where we started from. We didn't have anything. And then they laughed at us about the old van. We finally got and drove it. My wife drove it and some of the kids, I think we took them to school a couple of times, they won't duck down and said, put us out for you. Yeah, put us out so that we'll walk on up to the schoolhouse. Huh? But I wouldn't quit. And I come to tell you, I'm not about to quit. You think I've been radical? You ain't seen nothing yet. You think I'm about to die? You better think again. Hallelujah. I'm admonishing you Today, God wants to use you. Change your mind about the way you've been thinking. Don't sit up in this place and just be somebody to sit up here and look crazy. But say, Lord, where's my part? God, here I am. I want these hands anointed. I want your power in my life. I just don't want to come here and warm these chairs for a little while and go back home and do nothing. Lord, use me. Set my soul on fire. Set me on fire like I've never been on fire. Move me, God Almighty. Call me to burn till I can't be still.